She always seems to think me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm thank you. Oh,
that came out of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
participate in every show business need.
Thank you. Andrea Zahn.
Thank you.
song that to me is sort of brings indelible memories of New York City about or like 5 o'clock on the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning of say a April morning, light mist in the air, street lights, pavement shining, musicians hours. This is a song written for the Drifters by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Last song in the first set, we're going to take a little bit of a break after this thing. tune, but just for a little tease for what's to come later, I want to invite out onto the stage and to ask you to welcome, please, two of my favorite artists ever, wonderful musicians and songwriters. Please welcome to our stage on this 4th of July, please welcome Vince Gill and Amy Gray.
Sometimes I
Copperhead, copper feet, copper kettles and sidelights, copper coil, copper Georgia feet, down on copper line. Come on, got a Morgan to drink, I'm on a living to be loving. Hercules and a hawk nose sleep down on copper line. We were down.
Los Angeles, Mr. Walt Fowler.
Say goodbye and say goodbye.
and gentlemen, this time, great pleasure to bring back to the stage Vince Gill and Amy Grant.
My pretty little baby. fantastic. I have to pull off right there. It's a song that I wrote 18 years ago, about the first time I met her. I came away from meeting her thinking she's about the nicest person I've ever met in my life, but what I was really taken with was the beauty of her smile, and I thought it deserved the song. Thank you so much.
I just want to say I'm awfully grateful to be alive on this 4th of July, 2011. It's great to be in America. To enjoy friends through music. And it's good to see your friends happy and loved. It's a great thing. So thank you, James and Kim, for having us. Love, love, love leads to all kinds of things. Led to the birth of a little girl 21 years ago that I wrote this song about. Thank God it was a hit back then. She's in college now and bought her first 3 books of her junior year.
Thank you.
things back down with a cowboy lullaby for you now. I wrote this for my nephew.
There's a young cowboy who lives on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companion. He works in the saddle and sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. There's a
At the time that I wrote this song, I'd never been to Mexico.
Say.